Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Shannon. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Grammas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hughes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Tom Hughes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields the ball and throws to Hobby covering. Safe. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas misplays the ball. That's an error on Grammas. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Taylor moves to third. Altman moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norin hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Norin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shannon for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Shannon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Morin moves to third. It's 7 to nothing, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gramas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Blalock now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carmel for the out. 2 outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Noren strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Taylor moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobby strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White pinch hits for Bob Blalock. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Wally Shannon now playing shortstop. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green throws the ball into Shannon who tags Marshall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8 to nothing, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 4 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Crow pinch hits for Tim McCarver. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. One out. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.